Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it is Helen from the Swiggly Careers podcast. This is a weekly podcast to help you succeed in your career, whether you are looking for a new role, whether you want some help with work, whether you just want to invest in your development but you don't know where to start. This podcast has got lots of ideas for action and lots of support for you to succeed in your squiggly career. And today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about teams. Specifically, we're going to be focusing on how teams can create connection through the power of song. And you might be thinking, oh gosh, do I really want to listen to a podcast talking about singing? That wasn't what I expected. Please, please, please bear with, because actually it's much more than how do you sing in a team. It is about how do you use transformative experiences to help teams find belonging and create connection and build that, you know, type of belief that helps teams be at their best. I am not going to be talking to Sarah, my normal co-host on the podcast, because we've brought in an expert to help us with this episode today. So instead of Sarah, you are going to hear a conversation with me and James Sills. James is a musician, an energizer, a connector, and a coach. And what he does in his work is helps people to connect with their voice and with each other through these transformative singing experiences. He's also the author of a brilliant book called Do Sing. So how this episode is going to work. First, you'll hear me chatting to James, and we cover sort of three main areas. We cover why does singing make a difference to team development? Then James talks through a couple of really practical examples of teams and organisations and individuals where this has really helped, so you can kind of hear the impact of the idea. And then we get into action, almost like, where do we start with singing? What sort of things can we do that create this sort of synchronicity that we can work with? So that's the first part of the conversation. Then we've got a bit of a treat, everybody. We ran a campaign where we said to people, do you want us to teach your team to sing? And we had a lot of applications. And one of those applications was from an amazing woman called Angela at a brilliant business called Cochlear. And the application was just very, very heartwarming about what that organization is all about and Angela's particular story about why this would be helpful for the team. And so we went to Cochlear and we did teach them to sing, me and Vivi for Amazing If and James Sills. And we had an amazing morning full of all the things that James talks about, connection and confidence and belief and belonging, all of it. I saw it. And we have got a little clip of that right at the end to play. So if you want a heartwarming listen and you want to hear some of James's ideas in action, you will hear that at the end of this episode. So I hope you find it useful. I hope you find it interesting and would love to get any questions or reflections that you've got. You can email us. We're helenandsarah@squigglycareers.com. But for now, let's get started with my conversation with James. James, welcome to the Squiggly Careers podcast.
Thank you. It's very exciting. I'm a big fan of the podcast. So yeah, it's lovely to be here.
I feel like I've been waiting for this for a while because we had the idea and then we wanted to kind of run it with the Teach the Team to Sing competition. So I feel like I've been waiting eagerly for this conversation. So excited to get into the world of singing and how singing can support teams to be at their best, which I don't think is probably where everyone naturally goes, but we are going to go there today. I thought we could maybe get started with busting a few myths about singing that might get in the way of people sort of listening openly and considering this as an idea to get involved in. So myth number one, what are your thoughts on the idea that singing isn't something that we should do at work? You know, this is an out of work activity. This is not for the office or for the virtual office. It's, you know, not here, not for me, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I could understand that. Absolutely. Like, I realize that singing comes with a lot of baggage and a lot of expectations. And, you know, through this conversation, we'll unpick that. But I think if we kind of turn it around and maybe not think about it as singing for a moment, but think about, do we want to create more connection? Do we want to feel part of something? Do we want to feel like we belong? Do we want to find something that can actually facilitate that? And like you say, particularly with virtual teams as well, like, how can I feel part of this bigger organization? How can I feel more part of my team? Because look, as humans, we all crave connection. And as I'll go on to talk about, you know, singing has been scientifically proved to be the super bonder, the thing above everything else that brings people together. And we know that through one particular study. And so a big part of me and my work is about framing it in the right way, because on the face of it, it's like singing in work. This sounds a bit like organized fun. Oh my goodness. You know, why me?
And I feel like you're my business partner now, just talking at me like Sarah going, do not bring organized fun into our work, Helen.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. I completely get it. And I am also very averse to organized fun. and so such a big part of my work is how it's framed. I think the starting point is not to think about the actual activity, but it's about, well, what is this for? You know, like, what's it for and who's it for? You know, so all the organizations that I come into, it's because they want to help bring people together, to connect, to maybe challenge a few of their, you know, kind of self-perceptions, that kind of thing. And so I think that's a really good starting point. And then it's kind of, then the singing kind of flows into that. But it's all about the way that you set it up. Yeah.
No, I love it. I love it. And I really support it as well. And I guess it's less about introducing you as the singing guy and more about the connection guy or the feel-good guy.
Yeah,
like,
it's exactly.
Kind of like what's that outcome that we're trying to get to. What I thought was quite interesting in your book was that you were saying, actually, sometimes introverts are better at this than extroverts. And there's a slightly different problem sometimes when extroverts are part of this kind of group thing that they have to sort of unlearn in order to sort of be part of it effectively. Could you just share some of that? Because I found it quite intriguing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what we're talking about here is group singing, you know, so that's my specialism, is bringing groups of people together to sing. The beautiful thing about group singing is that actually you're part of a bigger whole. So you've got, you know, 50, 60, 100, 200, however many individuals, but you're all working together for this bigger goal, which is this sound. We might be adding some harmonies, but within that, you know, you are kind of letting go of the I and becoming we. And there's a sense that if you're someone who's maybe you're like the karaoke queen, you're super confident, you're used to being at the front taking lead, that actually having to, it's not about stepping back, but it's just about being shoulder to shoulder. And something that I often say is look, if you're singing louder or quieter than the person next to you, you probably just need to tune in a bit more, you know. So it's about finding this kind of common ground, you know, where we're singing as one voice. You know, it's about the group experience. And so if you're somebody who is less comfortable speaking out in public or whatever, actually to be part of that group experience where you don't have to say anything for the 90% of the rehearsal, you're going to be singing, you're going to be listening, you're going to be blending, you're going to be working together. Yeah, like there is often there is a social element that develops out of these workshops and these workplace choirs, which is great. You know, you have a coffee break and you can chat about it, and suddenly you've broken the ice with your co-workers. I think that's a really lovely thing.
What for you is a particularly proud moment where you have seen singing in a difference, or maybe after the event, have an impact on a particular group of people?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And I think it works on multiple levels. You know, you kind of see an instant impact sometimes just by simply inviting everyone in the room to take a breath and to breathe out and to stretch and you get this kind of like inner calm in the room. And I was doing a job in Hamburg last year, and we did that. We just opened up. It was literally a 5-minute thing at the very beginning of this 2-day conference. And we just did some breathing, some box breathing, and then I disappeared. And then the CEO came on and did his kind of address and welcome. And he found me at the coffee break and he said, look, he said, I need to take you with me everywhere. He said, that really calmed me down. I was so nervous. First time I've seen all these people since before COVID, really senior leadership conference. And he said that, you know, that just really helped me. Thank you. You know, so it can work in a matter of 5 minutes, you know, it's because of all these amazing benefits of singing, you know. And that's why I enjoy doing these 2 or 3 day kind of workshops, because you see people just gradually standing a bit taller and coming out of themselves. And I always make sure that I'm around the coffee breaks, because people come up to me and say, oh, I haven't sung since this. Or, you know, someone will say, oh, you know, my kids sing all the time, but now I feel I'm doing something. You know, there's one of the soloists in Barcelona. He said, look, you know, my daughters really love singing and they love this song that we were doing. And he said, I'm so proud I can go home and I can sing it with them now. So that's kind of great. So you get that in the moment kind of feedback, you know, and you can see it and you can hear it. You know, you hear people, you hear it in their voices, you see it in their body language. You know, I don't everyone need for everyone to fill an evaluation form to kind of get that feedback. But then the thing that I'm really, you know, interested in as well is like that ripple effect. Like, how does it then cascade out, you know? And if I think there's an event I did about a year ago, and again, it was a company, first big Christmas do since COVID. And there was a guy who joined during the pandemic, and he said, this is the first time I've met any of my colleagues. There's about 80 people or so. And he said, you know, at the end of that day, he said, I just feel really connected to my colleagues. Like, this is just like the best, you know, he was quite a quiet guy. He said, this is the best thing that could have happened. It was a bit out of my comfort zone, but I'm really glad I did it. And he's then messaged me since and kind of said that. And he said that just really broke the ice with the people around me. Yeah, and it's things like that that are just amazing. And, you know, there was another one with, I was working with TYF again in West Wales, actually, who run an outdoor adventure company. And they invited me down. It was kind of the beginning of the season, like May, and it was part of their initial staff training. And they were thinking, well, how can we, you know, get people who already doing fairly white knuckle things? You know, so these like instructors who were doing like, you know, jumping off cliffs and doing all kinds of stuff that would be well outside most of our comfort zones, mine included. What activity can we do to get them out of their comfort zones? You know, so we did a singing workshop at the beginning of the season, you know, and then later on in the season, people were getting in touch saying, oh, you know, every day we go out canoeing and at sea, you know, all the staff are singing the same songs. And, you know, so like, I guess my objective isn't to turn everybody into like singing enthusiasts who want to go and join the local choir. Like, that has happened and that's great. But just what I hope is that it fosters a sense of, yeah, connection, belonging. For some people, it can have a real ripple effect that maybe connects them to a part of them that they maybe kind of have pushed down or had silenced. You know, like, we talk a lot about voice, and I know that you do in your work as well, you know, and the idea of owning your voice and having your voice heard, like, is, you know, it's really powerful. And so those ripple effects can be pretty amazing.
And so I have read your book, which I really, really enjoyed. And it's part of the Do Lectures series. And I like all of those books because I just find them very sort of digestible and intriguing and interesting. And yours ticked all those boxes. And I am in the fortunate position of being able to see and sing with you in action because of the Teach a Teen to Sing competition that we ran in line with this episode. But if someone is listening now and they're thinking, oh, I think this could be what our team need to do, and, you know, maybe time, budget, whatever, like, James Seals can't be there. How could that team try some of this stuff out? Are there exercises or activities that they can do where they could benefit from some of the things that you're talking about, but kind of maybe get started independently?
A great starting point is a brilliant book called The Social Brain. I don't know if you know that one, or it's come out fairly recently, and it's Robin Dunbar, Tracy Camilleri and Samantha Rocky, who run the leadership course at Oxford Business School. But it's kind of bringing together the idea of our human evolution and our need to belong and what facilitates connection and belonging and how we can apply this within companies. And so I read this, I think I picked it up about 6 months ago, but it does talk about singing in there. But what it says, it's so important in workplaces that people have opportunities for synchronous activities. So, singing being one of those things, that there are opportunities for social connection, that there's opportunities for kind of playfulness. And so if you're thinking of maybe introducing singing, I think that is the starting point. Maybe don't even start with singing, but find things where people are coming together in a different context, you know, where maybe they are doing synchronous activities. So it could be like, I don't know, like going for a walk together or eating together, or, you know, something super, super simple.
We did
simple.
Team cooking together as well.
Yeah,
so
brilliant.
It was so nice. And yeah. Because I think these things are like conduits for very different conversations as well. You know, you get, you lose tasks and to-do lists pretty quickly when you're doing some quite different synchronous activity as a team.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, something that maybe might lead to, you know, kind of, you know, the flow state, which is something I'm really interested in, you know. But actually, if you can introduce those elements to it, like, I really recommend that book, The Social Brain. Like, it's really digestible. There's loads of great ideas in there, you know, and so much of it is based on our human evolution and kind of bringing together that with being, you know, realistic about the workplace and how workplaces work, even through to talking about, you know, Dunbar's number, the ideal number of people that, you know, we might be working with and workshopping with. That's a really great start. So I guess I would say, if you can't book me, then yeah, maybe have a look at that book, The Social Brain. Think about some synchronous activities where people, you know, are, yeah, doing something like cooking, or, you know, I'm really interested in stand-up comedy, like, not necessarily the output, but the processes of it, you know, the idea of, you know, kind of building those communication and observing skills, or whether it's like maybe, you know, writing haikus or something like that, where it's synchronous, everybody's kind of learning together. There's maybe a little bit of kind of tension, a little bit of stress, like it's not super easy. Yeah, and then that fosters those kind of conversations and that sense of playfulness, and then lead into it from there. Like, music is like, is such a common thread that runs through all of us. You know, really nice way into it might be just like, what would your two desert island discs be and why? Mm. Or, you know, just starting that conversation. But yeah, it's just like things, how can we meet each other on a human level where we're not thinking about hierarchies, we're not thinking about the to-do list. Yeah, and eating together is just a great one. I mean, that's one of the things in The Social Brain that they keep coming back to, is like, it's a really simple hack, but rather than have your strategy meeting and then go to eat together afterwards, do it the other way around. Like, it's like, have dinner, eat together, you know, and then have your strategy meeting, you know. Like, some of these things like aren't rocket science. You know, it's like,
yeah, but how we order the different things we do. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think, aside from just the singing stuff, which I think is very interesting in terms of how that can be glue for groups, I also think it is really inspiring how you have taken a profession that is also a passion and turned it into something that can help other people. I just think that your career journey, which is sort of anchored around music and singing, is also insightful in terms of how other people could use their talents to take them to doing different things for their development. I think it's brilliant, James, so thank you for sharing it with us.
Oh, thank you for saying that, and thank you for all the work that you do. Like, my career has definitely been squiggly, but thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about our collaboration as well, so yeah, thank you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation between James and me about how singing can create connection in teams. We are going to go on now to a short clip of a singing experience that James held at the Brilliant Business Cochlear, so that you can hear what it sounds like when teams come together in this way. And then I'll be back at the end to tell you how you can find out a bit more.
Only fools rush in. For I
I hope you enjoyed that little clip. It was honestly an amazing thing to see, just to see people become more confident, to see people's sort of voices getting louder and people like literally getting closer together the more they kind of experienced it. So yeah, it was a very powerful thing to be part of, and I'm very grateful to James for giving us that opportunity to see singing in action. If you would like to find out more about James's work, then the book that he has written, which is a really relatively short practical read, is called Do Sing. It's part of the Do book series, which would recommend reading. You can also go to James's website, which is james-sills.com, and you can download our pod sheet. We'll put James's details on there. We'll also put some information from some other episodes that we have done all around sort of creating connection in teams and developing high performing teams. Things like episode 37, back in the early squiggly career days, Sarah and I talk about how to build and be part of brilliant teams. Episode 337 is on ideas for team icebreakers and energizers. We've got some really good feedback on that episode, so if you want some quick ideas that could be useful. And episode 369 is all about how to develop a high performing team. Do not worry if you can't remember those. They are all on the pod sheet, as well as some of the ideas for action that we talk about in those episodes. But thank you for listening. Hopefully we've inspired a little bit of singing, or at least some ideas for how you could create team connection. We'll be back with another episode very soon. Bye for now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.